Hey, Boris, what do you think of this glass?
Whoa, brother.
Ooh. I just see stripes, and it looks like it's shaped like a can. That's pretty nifty.
I won that in a raffle. Do you know what a raffle is? Can you explain to Tyler what a raffle is? Because he's fucking stupid.
No, I don't partake in gambling. I'm not a fucking degenerate.
Welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 620. I'm Sam Ginsburg and Flavor Flav's here. He wants to see you. He has a blinking tooth. Dryblat. That's the first example of Liebot, I think. I might be wrong about that, but it's just Liebot gets Cornelius hype for something that's not true because he's Liebot.
Liebot is just the, like, 3D manifestation of ChatGPT.
Sure. He's a very yes and.
Big time. Speaking of yes and, Boris is here. Hey, Boris.
Hello. Am I your yes and guy?
Yes, and we're going to talk to you about beer today. We're gonna talk about just some bad decisions all around is mostly what our articles are about today. So before we get to those, did you make a good decision on the beer you're drinking today?
I think I did. I went to one of my local faves, Break Rock Brewing Company, and I got myself Germantown Hell's Lager. Boys, it's summer. We're practicing exercising our right to bear arms. It's nice and warm. I got a little bit of a sunburn today, and I want something nice and light to keep me cool, keep me going. This is an easy going lager to celebrate Snug Harbor and G-Town, which I think are local neighborhoods in the town of Quincy, Massachusetts. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Snug Harbor Trail. That sounds like a good thing in general. We like trails. 5.5% ABV. I'm going to pour this bad boy out here and try not to slosh it everywhere like a rube. All right, we got a nice light yellow color, nice and clear. That's what we want to see. That is nice and crisp. A little bit of flavor, not too much. Just a bit of like straw, honey, kind of those nice summery flavors. And nice clean finish. That's exactly what I'm looking for in a Hell's Lager. A little heavier than I expect, though. 5.5 is usually these things are down around 4, so that's fun.
Hell's yeah.
There we go. Say
Hell's Lager more like Smell's Lager. So we're
Oh shit! All right. Well, what the hell did you guys bring today?
Well, I also have a... Nope. You go last, Samuel. How long have we done this? So I have a lager as well, because last time I had a super exciting German lager. So I was like, you know what? I'll mix it up and bring another super exciting lager. This is by Trogs. It's Little Nader. So we all know Troganator. This is Little Nader. It's a springtime lager, 5.5% ABV. Poured with a pretty light head of different size bubbles. It's a very dark amber, almost going to brown. Oh, this smells like mad stone fruits, brother.
Mad stone fruits, brother.
Yeah. If Hulk Hogan had this, he would probably be so regular with all the stone fruits that are in here.
It's better than eating ham before fucking my friend's wife, brother.
Okay, this is interesting. This is like, what if we took a lager and made it into a Doppelbock? What would that be like?
It would suck.
It's not my favorite thing. It's not my favorite thing. I'll tell you that. It's like a Doppelbock that has a weirdly light body. I'm not happy with it. Samuel.
Yeah, man. So I fucked around, and I'm soon to find out. I think this might be my first ever Norwegian beer.
This is from, oh man, I'm about to butcher this accent. Oh boy. Hand Brigvriat Gapahuk. Sorry, Norway. I'm American and I'm stupid. But this is a smoked stout. That's why I took it off the shelf.
Nice.
I hadn't realized until I got it downstairs that it's 12.3.
Oh.
Not 12.3, mind you, 12.3.
Right.
European.
I'm going to be peeing in your mouth. Smoke,
but thanks, man. Keep it classy. I'm hoping this is smoke-based, but I'm a little afraid that there's too much other shit going on, and the reason I bought it will not actually come through. But it's like booze.
Yeah, well, it's 12.3, so...
Fuck. God damn it. Tyler, of all people to be laughing at me, it's particularly cruel coming from you as maybe the only person more in favor of Roush beers than I am.
That's true. You're right.
Ugh. Oh man, that's really tasty. There's almost no smoke in it. This is a good barrel stout with a very light smoky character. I don't know that they did anything wrong here, but I was really hoping for one of those the smoke breathe moment.
Yeah.
That the Roush beer gives you. Not gonna happen today.
Oh well, that's a bummer. Let's go to our first bummer of an article. No, I disagree. Let's start on a happy note. So theguardian.com, raise a glass to National Beer Day, tips on the perfect pint. This is a very short article. It only gives you three tips, but, I thought they were real interesting. So it's mostly fluff, but the three tips they gave, they asked three different, like, people involved in beer how to make the perfect, you know, what goes into making the perfect pour. And Matthew Curtis, who is a drinker and founder of drinks magazine Pellicle, which we all know, we've all read Pellicle, right, you guys?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if
you're up to date on Pelicans.
Yeah, and beer good. For some reason. He says it all starts with the cleanliness of the glass. He says, quote, clean it thoroughly with hot soapy water and using a dedicated brush. If you use a dishwasher, you're going to get oil and residue on the glass, which will cause nucleation of bubbles on the inside and your beer won't keep ahead. Ugh, shut up.
Did we lose Boris?
Yeah.
Did we lose me? No? Okay, we just lost
Boris. No. Boris dropped out hard.
Because I was kind of hoping he would have some shit to say, because, oh man, I do not care.
It's like, how pretentious can you be? Like, make sure you have a dedicated beer glass washing brush and never put it in the dishwasher because you might get some bubbles. Shut the fuck up.
So this reminds me a little bit. It's not to the same degree, but it's sort of the same vibe. Have you seen these videos of there's this guy, this British dude who's like violently pro Regency? whose whole deal is he makes YouTube videos of like, here's how to do things if you're like a proper gentleman type of thing. Uh-huh. So that's when I learned that grape scissors are an invention that mankind has made. It's like when you reach for the bunch of grapes, you don't pluck them directly off like a barbarian. You use your grape scissors to cut off 5 to 8 at once, and then you pluck those from your plate. That's a real thing. It's
whack.
He also has a video about if you drop your man purse, how to pick up your man purse in like a gentlemanly way. It like makes me want to throw up when I see it.
Yeah,
this seems like that, not as bad, but right. Kind of the same thing of like, well, certainly we all have this thing because we're all proper adults, you know.
Right. Well, that it's kind of the same as the next one. Elizabeth Townsend, who owns Carew Brewing Company, says she uses an Edel stemmed glass because it keeps your drink nice and cold, and the rim allows more aromas to get to the nose. Again, so like Yes, probably having a stem beer glass probably does keep it colder. I'm not going to argue that. But again, I don't, like, I'm not going to keep 15 different kinds of glasses in my house.
How many...
Let's look at this.
Specific discrete pieces of glassware do you think you have?
For beer?
Yeah.
I have at least... So I've got like a normal, like this guy. I've got a pint glass, one of these bad boys. And then I've got one with like the weird bulge in the top that I think Becca stole from somewhere. Yeah.
Sounds like Becca.
Yeah.
Hot items.
Yep. Nice. So not a ton. Yeah.
Probably like 5 to 6 different styles, but it's like the majority are pint glasses. And then it's like that one time I was at a brewery and they were like, oh, if you get this beer, it comes in this type of glass and then you can keep the glass or like some variety of such. So I have like a little tulip shaped one and I have like a big, tall, skinny one and a few other things. But like, I do not intentionally purchase glassware because I'm like, oh, I drink a lot of lagers and you should really drink a lager in this style of glass.
Sam has every single kind.
Well, so I've like, honestly, I mostly just have a bunch of different, slightly different shapes of pint glass.
Right.
Because that's what I really care about. But like, I have tekus and I like tekus. I have some like low ball esque. What are those?
What's the fat one? The real little tubby? The tubby?
Tubbies aren't specifically for beer, but we do drink beer out of them.
They make me mad.
The thing is, everything other than a pint glass is a pain in the ass to wash. Like anything that has like that flares in, it's like, oh, yeah. What do you want me to do with this?
I want you to use your special beer glass washing brush on it.
Good point.
And listen, I'm a rich bitch, but I am still a socialist, so I'm not going to
purchase.
I don't want to lose all my cred.
The last one from Karen Edith Miller, who runs All Good Beers Bottle Shop in East London, is the only one that I kind of like. She says that, quote, you can make any rubbish lager from the back of the fridge instantly drinkable by chucking a dash of Campari into it, because the bitterness of the Campari takes away from the sweet flavor you can get in more cheaply made beers.
Oh.
I've never done this, but I at least think it's an interesting tip as opposed to the other ones.
It's certainly a hot tip.
I've actually recently been given a hot tip for enhancing your beer drinking experience.
I got a hot tip for you. Tip my dick, Scott.
Sure. Yep. Uh-huh. And you're not, and these nuts and et cetera. Sure. I assume. Emily from upstairs heard me complaining about how the smoke chairs isn't smoky enough, ran down the stairs, stole some of my beer, and put it in the beer smoker. So I have a smoked beer.
Nice. Yeah, that I like. Rough. That I like.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't even get it all the way to my mouth. I was like, "Well, this is quite smoky."
a good EP.
It is really good, though.
That's good. Did it bring out the smokiness?
Does it certainly not?
Sometimes you sit around the fire too long and you're like, yeah. I feel like if I had to run from a bear, I wouldn't be able to because the smoke has coated my lungs. I have a little bit of that feeling, but this is pretty good.
Nice.
You only coughed a little bit.
Yeah. I've never had Campari. Has anybody had Campari?
I think Campari is yucky.
Yeah.
It's like grapefruity in this weird. It's like, it's not just bitter. It's also this like citrusy, oily kind of bitter that I just, it tastes like, you put some grapefruit zest on your tongue, I think. And it just like, it hits this weird, like bitter sour note in whatever I have it in that I just don't like.
I think I might not know what it is. Like, what's the fermentable in Campari?
It's a liqueur, so I think it's just like sort of generic alcohol, but I don't know.
All liqueurs confuse me.
I think
you gotta ferment something. You can't just ferment the idea of flavor.
I don't know. All liqueurs are bitters. Bizarre. Mr. Yeah, Wikipedia, man,
I think
here.
It's just like wheat or something.
Wheat.
Yeah. Know. Some grain.
You start with carbohydrates somewhere, you end up with alcohol.
I don't like any of those, like, 14% over here. Whatever's. Like, they all just taste weirdly herbal to me. I don't know.
Yeah, there's this whole line of, like, Italian, mostly, like, herbal drinks.
Oh, like Galliano?
Sure. I think, what's it called? Chartreuse, I think, is something like that, too. Like, a weird little... Like, these fucking weird monks would just sit on their little mountaintops and, like, grab whatever grass and shit they had, and they were like, oh, this will probably be drinkable.
And they're probably mixing it with something that it makes sense to mix it with, but anything that floral, I'm just really not sure where I'm supposed to start from to make floral make sense.
I know a Campari is an ingredient in a Negroni. If you have a Negroni, it's like a third gin, a third Campari, and a third vermouth, I want to say.
Ew.
I've never had a Negroni. That sounds like it would suck shit to me.
Still waiting on the Negroni.
My favorite drink. They're not my favorite drink. It's only a, not a big
three ingredient drink. Shouldn't take that long to get a Negroni.
I do have
I assume you're doing a reference, but it just sounds like you're yelling.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
That's okay. That's all right. I'm not gonna.
I have a related hot tip though, which is on nights when I feel like I want a drink, but. Shouldn't have a drink, I will throw some bitters in, I'll like pour out a can of seltzer and throw some bitters on top, and it's just like a nice little alcohol free but you kind of feel like you're having a little cocktail type
because it tastes just yucky enough that you can do it.
Yeah, I don't know, I like actual bitters.
I mean, I said like that the, like I'm making fun like of nice you old but fashioned, I've also you know? Done that.
Yeah, it's like when you've when you're committed to not drinking and you're like, man, I could use a drink. It kind of hits the spot a little bit, scratches the itch a little bit.
During one of the thousands of pregnancies that have occurred in this house, I got into NA beer with bitters in it, which I know as an idea doesn't make any fucking sense, but
desperate times, man.
Exactly. It got me where I was looking to go without getting in trouble. And that was yep. really what a chiboy was looking for.
Yep.
Whack. Well, right,
speaking
my hot of
tip
things
is better than any of these fucking experts in conclusion.
That's true. Speaking of things that are upsetting and also maybe tips, I guess. I know I rarely have content, but I got one for you that I need some assistance on. So, you know that I nabbed that fucking pervert in the park, right? Y'all know about that?
Mm-hmm.
Last we heard, you weren't asked to testify because they took a plea deal, is that right?
Yeah, I went to court and I had to stay all day and eventually they took a plea deal. But guess what? I did it again. I caught another guy with his dick out. Yep.
Whoa. So different guy, to be clear.
Different guy. Oof.
Man.
Yep.
I'm just imagining you at the courthouse with your punch card. Like,
well, so
I get to convict whoever I want.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's two perverts and like six. At this point, I'm becoming some sort of penis-based vigilante. So, my question to you is, what's my superhero name?
Oh, sure, Captain Voyeur. I feel like we could start there.
Nope. I don't like that. I don't like that.
So, what I like about it, Boris, is how much Tyler doesn't like it.
No, because well, that makes it seem go. Like yeah. I'm the perv, and I'm the perv buster. So,
here's the thing, though. Superheroes are typically named for how they stop crime, and you're not really telling us how you stop the crime. You're just telling us what the crime is. Like they don't call Batman like criminal guy.
If we're going by how he stops crime, it's the eating lunch and looking around. man. Yeah.
Park lunch boy. Okay, interesting.
So this time I wasn't eating lunch. This time I was about to lead a tour, and my tour group had just arrived targeting my tour group. But luckily, I noticed before they did, so I was like, folks, I need you to get behind that van over there while I take care of a situation. And then I called the Rangers, and they got him.
How about the Jacker Smacker?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's the one to beat.
Hold on, I can beat it. And what beats it is that it still works, and Tyler will like it less. The Jerker Lurker.
No, don't like that one.
We're going back to it. It now sounds like Tyler is the.
Bulls is the tiebreaker here.
No, the wanker. Nope.
Hold on.
This is good too.
What was that? Say that one more time.
The wanker tanker.
The wanker tanker.
Yeah. You know,
that doesn't really make any sense. Tanks. But it is
he like
tanks
them. You know, they're like they're up here, and he takes.
Yeah,
them
down. I like it.
He ends their career. You know, like a snapped ACL. He ends their career. I assume they're going around wanking
professional jerk off like, circuit.
That's right,
my dude. If they were professional jerk off circuit, I would not be here right now. I would be in Armenia. I don't know where the finals are.
You'd be in the playoffs. You really think you'd make the playoffs at the professional jerk-off circuit?
Hang out.
Not based on our conversation from last week about how small my sample was for my vasectomy test, but we don't. I got my results back, Tyler. I don't remember when that recording went out. I'm sterile as fuck, dog. Which I feel like is weird news for you. Like, you seem super
it is. Close to me. I'm very happy about this. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm very happy with these results.
The nice thing is, the next time Emily gets pregnant, we'll know it's with the Christ child.
It'll definitely be from some guy named Jesus. I'll believe that.
I'm still just stuck thinking about the national jerk-off circuit and like an English soccer style series of leagues. And it's like, if you win your league for the season, you get promoted to the next league or you get relegated down. There's like the Premier jerk-off league and the Championship jerk-off league.
It starts with us, boys. It starts with us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just got to recruit another.
All great ideas start somewhere.
And now we got a league cooking.
I guess my question is, when do I also get the park ranger salary? Because I'm out here doing their job, clearly.
Tyler, I didn't know you weren't a park ranger.
As a good guy with a gun, I would just say start carrying it and waving it around at work.
That's true.
Yeah,
they probably definitely won't have any problem with... Well, Boris, I own a gun. I'm a gun owner, so I could just bring my own piece to work. But they probably wouldn't love
gun to work with.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't love that.
You own it as a citizen, not as an employee.
Right.
Not as the jerker worker or whatever we're calling you.
Nope, don't like that one either. Don't like that one either.
But it is like your job to catch these people.
It's not my job. Nope, not that one. Nope. I like the wanker tanker. Wanker tanker, I like.
That was better than the jizz whiz. So,
jizz whiz is great.
No, the jizz whiz doesn't make any sense. That's No. Jizz whiz is great for the National Jerk Off Championship or whatever, but that's not that doesn't work.
I'm just imagining you on all fours, crawling.
Just semen demon.
Being like, I smell him. He was here 45 minutes ago. And you just like...
Yeah, Oh, no. Disgusting, Boris. That's disgusting. I think it would be funny to, like, get a ghillie suit or something and just, like, lurk in the most common places.
And they just, like, nut on the top of their head.
Boris didn't like that idea. He's out again.
Both of your videos turned off at the same time. And so I thought it was me leaving.
That's funny. No. I'm going to turn my video back on now that Boris is gone. He probably can't hijack the signal. So I get a little more bandwidth.
Good.
Yep.
Speaking of things that make you come, what have you been up to, Tyler?
What do you mean, what have I just been up to? I just told you what I've been up to.
Yeah, well,
you fucking whatever. Kidding me?
Speaking of things that make Tyler come, what have you been up to, Boris?
No, we don't go content to content. Sam, why are you doing a terrible job at hosting now? This has never been your job.
You're not doing anything, dog.
Because I'm not doing anything? I'm not bringing you hot tent on hot tips? Come on. You are jealous that I'm Spider-Maning around, flipping these penises.
Flipping these penises. There's not a name
flip,
there, but it
flip.
Like... Oh, the ball crawler. Like
the ball crawler.
Your ball crawler.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Maybe my superhero insignia could be a tick.
Yeah, let's go with that because you suck.
Boris is back, so again, I have to turn off my camera so he can't see my face. Let's go. Now we go to another article. That's how this works. So, obviously the dudes whipping their junk out and the parks are making bad decisions, much like the folks in our next article from WSBTV.com. Metro Atlanta parents made a dumb decision by giving one-year-old beer, report says. So, some... Some real winners over at the Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room, named, what are their names? Craig Banks and Peyton Gregory, went to the bar with their one-year-old child, and I guess when the bartender wasn't looking, they started sneaking the kid beer, which they thought was hilarious. And then I guess the manager caught them and called the police. And they were like, we didn't give any kid beer. And they're like, we have you on tape giving your kid beer. And they're like, oh yeah, well, I guess we're going to jail. And that's what happened.
I mean,
that is shitty.
I do wonder, because I think I've told the story on here before. When we were at Hop House, when Space Prez was still a baby, she had a tendency to, at a high chair, just like slap the table. And we would joke that she was demanding service, and our bartender just, like, stone cold was like, in the state of Wisconsin, if you order a beer for her, she can drink it, and it's nothing to do with me.
Right.
And we were We were like, that's good to know, but that's fucking weird, man. Because she's a baby.
Well, that's
like,
where I was going.
She's 15 or whatever, but...
Well, that's where I was going, because we've talked about, like, you know, at what point would you give your, like, allow your kid to have a drink or whatever? And the legality of, like, you know, if you're with your parents or whatever, they can, you're allowed to have a drink. But 1 year's old, I guess we can all agree, is probably way too young. But I do wonder, like, what's the legal requirement in Illinois or whatever? Were they, like, doing something illegal, or was everybody just like, that's fucked up and we got to get them on something?
I think that you, regardless of the state, you could call this child abuse.
Yeah. And I think they were actually like arrested for contributing to the delinquency of a minor is the official charge.
Sure. But like
how the minor is still the like they're like the minor is delinquent. You just helped.
Yeah. I also like, think that's funny. Like imagining this 1 year old like a
to it.
Yeah, is this Bart Harley Jarvis? Like this kid has a leather jacket and like a bandana
just like breaking windows with a tire iron rolling around on the motorcycle.
Yeah,
this kid is skipping school and smoking cigarettes and also doing the thing where you roll a pack of cigarettes up in your sleeve.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's the coolest 1 year old. Maybe I should give my kid
and I want to be clear, like I do think the parents should have been arrested. I want to be clear on that. But I do wonder, like you said, in Wisconsin, you know, parents can order alcohol for a kid, but if you did it for like a 1 year old, would people still be like, oh, he's got to go?
I think so. Well, so I think what would happen is the brewery would be absolved of whatever because they're following the law. And what I'm doing is hugely irresponsible parenting.
Yeah.
The same way as if I was at home, like it's not the bartender's job to cut off my kid. Like if I was at home with a six pack and I gave my baby a beer, I'm a weirdo. So
yeah,
that's where the charges should lay.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Do we know how much this minor delinquent ingested?
I think it says six times. They gave the baby a sip of beer six times. So it's hard to quantify like what like a baby sips. Sip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And does anywhere in here if this baby's like a pussy or? Yeah.
It does say that the baby went on to win a craps game, so I think he's doing okay.
It just loosens you up enough for good betting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
I mean, he could still drive home, right? Like, it's.
Yeah. Exactly, Boris. Boris gets it.
Boom.
Yeah. It does say that they were the baby was turned over to the care of a grandparent, which is probably good. I don't know.
Boy, I don't know what else is supposed to happen in that situation, but I'm like, I wonder how far the apple fell from the tree here.
If
the parents are this irresponsible.
They're like, no beer to you.
The baby's drinking wine, so it should be classy.
Right. No beer to you. Finish your tequila.
We all, being fathers here, have done the thing where you let your kid kind of like...
Oh, happy Father's Day, Boris, by the way.
Oh, happy Father's Day to you, Sam.
2 days ago, of course.
2 days ago, of course. We've all done the thing where you let your kid,
breeders.
Like, nom on the beer glass a little, just to, like, because it's funny.
Okay. Well, Boris, straight to jail.
Yep. Take me away, officer.
Oh boy!
No, I think the picture on like our thank you cards was taken by a photographer at a wedding, and it's like I'm holding a beer glass and Ellie just like putting her mouth on the front of it.
Oh,
that's, and like that's it's cute. Very clear that I am not like giving her beer, but like she's just sort of like, oh, that looks fun.
Yeah.
And I'm 6 months old at the time, so I put my mouth on everything.
That is what.
But you know, look, it's funny. I get it, but you can't actually give him the beer, guy.
Yeah.
The end.
Well, other than not giving your child beer, Boris, what have you been doing? Anything cool? Anything fun?
Oh, well, as you all know, the past weekend was Flag Day. Now, if you check the Wikipedia page for Flag Day, you will notice Quincy, Massachusetts has the longest running Flag Day celebration of any city in the country. And so we went to the Flag Day parade. And we had some fun. And then they did fireworks, and those were less fun because it was during bedtime. And Ellie was not amused until we brought her over to like the corner of our house and looked out the window where you could kind of see the fireworks. And then she was very into it. that was fun. We had a parade. We hadn't
seen fireworks yet.
Really?
At all?
I don't think so.
Sheltered. Bunch of snowflakes.
July.
Oh, well, 4th of July, we hide in the basement because the dogs are screaming and won't stop screaming.
I see. I kind of like that. Like, everybody hide down here in solidarity. But it doesn't
I think they're hiding from the dogs. I don't think they're in solidarity with the dogs. I think they're hiding.
No, the dogs are barking and the humans are watching fucking Moana. Because, like, Moana Let's be real.
Okay. Yeah. So why does Quincy have such a hard-on for Flag Day?
Because it's like old shit. It's like
man.
It's like Boston's dumb, stupid cousin.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I
don't
make
it wrong, G.
At a certain point, they were like, this could be our thing. Like, you know, we could have a thing here. And, you know, everyone and their mother has like a 4th of July celebration. So you probably get those fireworks for the cheap if you can book them on a day when everyone else is not trying to book them. And so we do, it's like having a little, our own little 4th of July party a few weeks early. And then, you don't have to do anything on the 4th.
So does Quincy skip the 4th, or do they blow shit up both days?
I think we skip the 4th, but honestly, we're usually out of town on the 4th of July, so I don't actually know if we do anything. But I don't think they don't have anything too crazy.
Are you up north?
Okay.
Yeah, we go to the great wild state of New Hampshire, where you can do whatever you want and everything is legal.
Because it's 20 square miles, so there's two cops.
Well, you can do everything you want except being poor. That's not allowed in New Hampshire.
No, don't do that in New Hampshire. It's not fun.
They'll kick you to... Where would they even kick you to? Not Vermont.
No, Vermont is...
New York, I guess? Upstate New York?
There are parts of Vermont that aren't great. Like, the Northeast Kingdom is pretty fucking backwoodsy. But I'm sure... Northern Kingdom? Obviously, New Hampshire has its backwoodsy parts, too. Yeah, they make you go and hang out with the Quebecois. That's the worst punishment.
Oh, yeah, that's
no, they're frozen. They can't hear me.
Straight to Canada. We can hear you, Tyler. You matter. We got you, buddy.
We can hear him. That's for sure.
We're just not listening. Thank you.
But actually, I can't hear him. Can you hear him? He's gone.
No, I think he's gone.
Anyway, moving on to this last article here from Reuters.
Reuters.
Vietnam Parliament approves hiking tax on alcoholic drinks to 90% by 2031.
Oof.
So this must just
wow,
be like a...
Wow, you guys. Great job, Samuel. You did a wonderful job that time. Why couldn't you have done this good a job hosting the last time I dropped out when you tried to pivot to Boris's content?
I was doing a great job right up until you undercut me.
It's what I do. I would love to. So we're on Reuters, which is probably like the most rigorous news site we've ever used on here. Vietnam currently has a 65% tax rate on beer and liquor. It's going up to 70% by 2027 and 90% by 2031. And they straight up say that it is to try to get people to drink less, which I find very interesting.
Wait, I have another name for Tyler, the Nutter Undercutter.
Yes, but it's too long. It's too long.
Too long. Okay. Be mine. Oh, that's fair.
We're just. I mean, I like it. It's not bad.
Game at this point, you know.
Well, it's like. Because what I do to catch them is I call the police. So I was thinking like the boner phoner. But again, it's long. You know, it's long.
Ooh. I don't know. But that's a pretty good one, actually.
I mean, let's tighten it up and just call them the boner.
Nope. Don't like that. No, I still like the wanker tanker. I can see the symbol of the wanker tanker, you know, on the uniform. On the costume, mm-hmm. I guess I should say. But, yeah, so they're trying to tank drinking in Vietnam by raising the tax, much like we've done in this country with cigarettes. They also have a pretty high tax on sugary drinks. It'll be 10% by 2028. I don't know. I guess it's good for people to like drink less bad stuff, but also there. I don't know. I don't like people telling me what to do.
Well, it is weird because I'm hugely in favor of it when it comes to cigarettes, and I'm opposed to it when it comes right. to alcohol. And it's like, oh wait, it's because yeah. I don't smoke and I do drink.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about like. I think I would be willing to come out and say that I think it's dumb to tax something just because you want people to stop doing, like, as a way to prevent people from doing it. Because really,
yeah,
like, you're probably not preventing that many people from doing it. You're basically just saying, if you're rich, go ahead and do this. We don't care.
Right,
and then
you're also,
like, especially when it's an addictive substance, like alcohol or cigarettes, like, you're just making some people's lives harder that is already very hard, probably, and, like...
Is incentivizing, like, crime. Because the people who this is going to most affect are people who don't have money, and they're not going to stop drinking their addictive beverage, they're just going to like rip copper out of the walls to get the money for it.
Like, it would be wild. I thought you were going in the direction of like the like a Vietnamese prohibition starts up and people are like,
no, that's,
you've got rum runners sailing up the Mekong like with their, illegal hooch.
We're looking to change careers, so this might actually be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could totally run some booze in Vietnam.
This seems like Rambo Last Blood, like the exact plot. I do think there is something to be said about taxing harmful products and then using that money to like treat the harm they do. But I agree, Boris, that like taxing things just to get people to not do it is, I have an issue with that.
Yeah, like I'm not strongly opposed to anything in this article until we get to the point where they're just like, oh, we're trying to curb alcohol consumption. And I'm like, man, this is your best idea for that? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, if you want to tax things at 90% and it's not something people need to survive, then like, sure, fine, I guess. Like, they're probably just going to go get it somewhere else. But yeah, it's just like doing it in this weird, like, I know better than you punitive way is very weird.
Right.
Sometimes I just feel like maybe make my life easier so I don't feel like I want to drink as much as I do.
Yeah.
Curb that by 10 to 15% and, you know, we're in business.
There's so many things they could do to like help someone get through the day without drinking that like may not specifically be like, I'm going to punish you for drinking.
Well, I think we've collectively come to a better solution than the Vietnamese Communist Party. So I'm pretty happy with this episode. Good job, guys.
Mm. Got him. All right.
The Bruisday Tuesday capitalism podcast. Better than the Vietnam government since, when did we start this shit? 2013, 2014? I forget.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, well, take that, Vietnam. What'd you guys think about your beers? Sam, do you have anything you really want to talk about? We didn't get to you today.
So I do have some content, but it can wait till next week, and we're time-wise on par. Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Sam is sick of us. Let's go.
All right, Boris, what you got there?
I have Break Rock Brewing Company's Germantown Hell's Lager, an easygoing lager to celebrate Snug Harbor in G-Town. You guys ever take a girl to Snug Harbor? I think you'll...
I go to Snug Harbor every night, baby.
That's right. It is. That's what I call...
That's what you call that sock you have?
Uh-huh.
Anyways, 5.5% Hell's Lager. Not too much information about the actual beer on here. I don't know what to tell you. It's a nice light summer beer. Little bit of wheat, little bit of kind of sweetness in the nose, but a nice clean finish. That's really all I'm looking for in my nice light Hell's Lager. So I'll give it a 7, and okay, I'll recommend it to all my friends out there enjoying a nice summer day, because fun tidbit, in Boston, we have had 14 Saturdays in a row with rain. Has just been obnoxiously rainy on the weekends up here. But today was nice. Today was nice. So I'm finally excited to celebrate.
Well, good for you, Boris. I hope it stays dry. I had Trogues Little Nader Springtime Lager, 5.5%. I don't think a Helles could get a 7 from me. I think the floor for a Helles is like a 6. But Little Nader, yeah, that's what I meant. Ceiling, thank you. Little Nader, 5.5%. It was just, this was weird. It's like somebody took a Doppelbock and made the body real light. I don't like Doppelbocks to begin with, so this was never going to be my favorite. I'll give it like a 3.9. And recommend it to if prunes are your favorite food, go ahead and drink some Little Nader.
Hold on, I have to take Zach real quick.
yeah, put it on the board. Sam, what did you have?
Yeah, I had. Oh, I had to pronounce this poorly again. Forgot. Hond Bragerite Gapahook. Sorry, Norway. I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm just stupid. Smoke stout. But, like, this doesn't really work as a smoke stout. It works great as a barrel stout. It's not smoky enough, given that smoked is the first word in its description. But then the smoked version I had was far too smoky. But I shouldn't judge it on that. They didn't intend for, I guess, aftermarket parts would be the term. This is like a perfectly fine barrel stout. It's not the best barrel stout I've had. I'm like irritated that it's not smoky because it's just not smoky.
Yeah.
I'll give this like a 6.3 and be like, yeah, if you really want a beer from Norway, there's not that many of those. Also, if you want a beer that's 12%, there's more of those, but still not that many of those.
So you wouldn't say that this gave you Norwegian wood?
That feels like a reference, but I gotta tell you,
more like Norwegian wouldn't. Am I right?
I was gonna say it isn't good. Norwegian wood.
yeah. Boris is on the train.
I did get that one. Yeah, it's a Beatles song, Sam.
Listener, write in if you got that reference, because some of us did it.
I don't know. Just have great. Would a little culture kill you? Is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
You take your kids to the opera. I'm sure nobody will mind. Sam, do you know what you're drinking next week?
This time I did remember to put a beer in the fridge.
Great. But I don't remember
what it was. So better than last week, but still not that good.
Still not that good. Boris, thank you for being here. I hope it gets less rainy for you up there.
Thanks, bud. Thanks for having me, guys.
Big time. Sam, good as always. Listener, if you want to propose a better vigilante name than the Wanker Tanker, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewsdaytuesday.com, or you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let the bass keep you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Comes up here, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
How about the Spunk Monk?
Nope.